So I'd like you to consider something that we're calling the stress container. So if you imagine that every single one of us has a stress container, and the size of our container depends on our past experiences and our privilege or lack thereof, but each week our container fills up with stress, like water, coming into the container and slowly filling it up. When it hits the top and overflows, that's when problems develop. That's where perhaps breakdowns occur, and that's when maybe we're not doing so well. But luckily, we have a tap on the side of our containers that lets stress out. What turns this tap on are your helpful coping strategies. These can be things such as exercise, such as your hobbies, but crucially, they lower the level of stress in your container afterwards. Whereas unhelpful coping strategies, although they help you get through the day, they clog up the tap and no stress can get out. This might be drinking too much or not sleeping properly. So I would invite everyone to consider your stress container and write down, first of all, what's in your container this week? What are the stressors? Work, personal life, health. Second of all, what are your helpful coping strategies? And perhaps also identify one or two coping strategies that might not be helpful, might not be letting any stress out of your container. And third of all, I would ask, what would you say on the scale of 1 to 10, how are you coping? 1 not coping at all, or 10 coping very well? And this can be a useful self-reflection exercise to help you identify how you're feeling, why you're feeling the way you are, and what actions you can take to improve your well-being.